Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, hello, G&D Divas. Now, you should have heard already that dear old Jordan has left us for a short time for ITV Prime Time and is on this year's COVID Secure series of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I'm sure I speak for us all in wishing him the best of luck. I cannot tell you how proud but also nervous I am for him. So, what is going to happen with Help I Sexed My Boss in the meantime? Well, as Jordan and I said, the official sixth series will resume once Jordan's been voted out, he's won or walked away from Ant and Dec. As soon as he is, we'll be back answering your problems and sharing stories from our lives. Trust me, there is a lot to share. I have a major back passage update, and Jordan will share a few bits from his time away, I'm sure. But from this Sunday, Jordan's going to be in the castle for up to 3 weeks. So there's a bit of time before we can get to your problems. Remember, if it's anything serious, please do look for professional help. So what are we going to do until Jordan's back with us? Well, we know that you are expecting some Sexed My Boss content right now, so we can't leave you wanting. Which is why every morning from next Monday, I shall be bringing you a special daily Team Jordan update podcast, where I shall be reacting to what our friend Jordan North has got up to in the previous night's episode of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. And I'll also be joined by some special Team Jordan guests along the way for their own opinions on how the Northern One is doing. But I won't be speaking with them alone. As we all know, 2020 has not been the year we'd planned. It's thrown up all sorts of curveballs and events we weren't expecting. Prince Harry and Meghan leaving the royal family, coronavirus, and an incredibly tense and protracted American election result. But what I'm about to tell you is perhaps the biggest curveball of them all. For many years, I've always said this is a two-talent podcast, that there was only room for Jordan and me. Well, with 50% of the talent now on unexpected leave, I've got a big void that needs filling. So who will fill it? Who will be my co-host? Shawn Mendes was unavailable. His agent mentioned something about a restraining order, but the line went dead before we got any further. Mike is grafting away, so he can't join me. And who knows what state my mother will be in? Probably not one fit enough to talk. Which means we've run out of options, G&D Divas. Well, nearly run out. I've had to scrape the barrel to find my new, temporary co-host. Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me no pleasure whatsoever to introduce him. I feel like Dr. Frankenstein about to create his monster. Please, slowly amble up to the mic, producer Ben.
Hi, guys.
Don't try and say hi, guys, with more pep than you usually do. Say it in your normal voice.
Hi, guys.
Yes, thank you. That's better. Oh, this feels so weird to actually be talking to you on microphone.
Yes, I mean, it feels weird to be sort of talking to a microphone. I don't normally do this, but very excited, obviously.
Yeah, very excited.
Oh, this is going to get boring very quickly. It's been an exciting couple of weeks, and I think now that the news is out that Jordan is going to the castle, it's just going to get even more exciting very quickly, isn't it?
It is hugely exciting, but we should just clarify why you're here, other than Shawn Mendes being unavailable. I have hardly watched I'm a Celebrity. I think I watched Series 1. I possibly caught a bit of Series 2. but that was quite a long time ago, and I was just out of shorts. And so you are here predominantly to make sure that I know what is happening, and I can sort of go, is this normal for that to be happening?
Yeah, I would consider myself a bit of an I'm a Celebrity expert, I think.
Oh, really?
In my youth at school, it was last the show week. In last week, which the next bit is going to be a bit embarrassing, but it was always a show that I wish I could stay up late to watch. I'd be begging my parents for these 3 weeks. So my parents are extremely harsh on bedtime rules. Well, my mum, really.
I knew a lot. So
I wouldn't want to admit how old I was when I was still being forced to go to bed at 8 o'clock, and all my friends would
17.
Go to school the next day. Quite possibly. I think it was 16.
Oh my God, 8 o'clock at 16? Wow, your parents really did
Maybe
not like you.
Yeah, but then during I'm a Celeb, those 3 weeks, that was marked out in my calendar to beg for being allowed to stay up beyond the time. So, yeah, I watched a fair bit of it. I watched it last year as well. I missed a couple of years at university, but well, forgive me for that. So I know my way around the jungle. We'll see what happens in the castle.
Okay, and the critical reason as to why you're here is that I cannot watch anything to do with rats.
No, the rats thing and the mice thing is, I think, for a long time been mentioned in Hell by Six and My Boss as, oh, we'll talk about that for another time.
That's because I don't really want to talk about it.
Yes, but now as the sort of rats come onto your screen, you've sort of got to face it head first, I presume.
I literally dived into a cushion watching that retrospective show that they did on Sunday night. Every time a rat came on screen, I just can't. I mean, I don't know. I probably would prefer a rat on screen to a rat in person. I have put myself into A&E because I had a dream that there was a mouse on my bed. There wasn't. And I stood up, flayed around, screaming, and then fell backwards into the nightstand and cut open my lower back on the corner of the nightstand.
Good grief.
And so Mikey, we weren't long into our relationship at that point. He had to take me to the Manchester Royal Infirmary on a bank holiday. So that was nice. And then, you know, when they eventually came up to me and said, well, why are you here? I said, well, I had a dream about an imaginary mouse. I've never felt more manly.
This is the problem, because I think throughout I'm a Celebrity, there are going to be rats, as we saw on this retrospective show, as you mentioned. There are rats that are little sort of IDs throughout that will just be shown as a close-up of them with their fur and their tails and their little noses, and you are absolutely petrified of them. So I don't quite know how it's going to work.
Jordan couldn't be doing a worse programme, I'll be honest, when it comes to this.
It's not Strictly.
It is not Strictly. Why he can't be doing, I know, Celebrity Flog It, or something a bit more plain and ordinary, I don't know. But yes, anyway, that's so. Ben is here as my eyes and ears for most of the show. And we are all, everyone, you, me, the G&D Divas, we're all behind Jordan. And so obviously it's only natural that you are part of that journey. What do we think Jordan will be like in the jungle? I think it's in the castle this year, we say. He's already said in his sort of interview that was released on the day he was announced that he has phobias of everything. He has phobias of snakes, of enclosed spaces, of heights, of rats. And actually, on that rat point, I have to, you know, it's bad for me, but it's worse for Jordan because he is probably going to have them crawling all over him at some point.
Well, I think he's played it absolutely fantastically for us and absolutely awfully for himself, because as soon as people see that, as soon as one of the celebs say that, they are going to be facing one of the first trials. Now, you were telling me the other day how you're worried that maybe he won't be put on a Bush Tucker trial. We've been at live shows around the country where each night people had to vote to put Jordan in a wedding dress, or you in a wedding dress. And who did they vote for? Without fail, with a vast, vast majority, a majority that we have not seen in a vote other than the wedding dress vote. I don't think we should be worried about that. What I think we should be excited for is seeing Jordan suffering. And I think, to be honest, that's probably what we're all most excited about. Well, I personally am, anyway.
Yes, I mean, seeing Jordan squirm is always funny. And that's one of the things I've loved in the five series that we've done of this, is saying the odd thing that I know is going to push his buttons or is going to sort of set him off. And yeah, you're right with the wedding dress. I mean, without fail, everybody voted for him. In fact, there was one occasion, I think it was in Bristol in our live show, and we the votes were done by just the loudest cheer won. There was, well, we got, you know, cheer for Jordan, cheer for William, And there was one occasion where literally nobody cheered for William, which was great. 100% of people voted for Jordan. Giovanna Fletcher, one of the other jungle mates or castle mates, has said in her interview, yeah, I don't care about rats crawling over me. I don't care about being in a coffin. Don't mind it. She's played it excellently well because nobody is going to vote for her now.
She knows what she's doing. And I mean, half me respects it. The other half is like, well, that's not the fun. We'll see what happens to her when she gets put in,
yes,
when
she
gets put with them, because we know that Jordan, his reaction will be completely genuine and it will be just a moment for the ages, one that we will never forget.
Yeah, and that's the thing with Jordan, and that's why you and I love him and all the G&D Divas, is that he is very genuine. It's what you see is what you get. There is no veneer, there is no side to him. You know, God bless him, he is what you see. And reaction has been amazing so far, G&D Divas. I mean, it hasn't even gone in yet, but within the 24 hours that it's been announced, you have been wonderful, and obviously we ask you to continue that. I mean, a few people have been a bit weird. One tweeted that Jordan North's got a lovely voice. Just going to leave that one there. Not a problem.
Well, the reaction since the announcement came out has been amazing, but obviously we had that middle bit between having to delay Series 6 and then it coming out, which was quite difficult for us because we obviously didn't want to upset any G&D Divas.
No. And I have gone through a range of emotions from when he first told me that it was possibly going to happen, going from excitement, nervousness for him, and then when it came that we were probably going to have to delay Series 6, I was absolutely livid. And now I've gone back to being very excited and supportive of him because it's out there now. And, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, Jordan can't believe he's on the programme, neither can we.
But so many people just saying, I mean, I commented to you saying, if Jordan North is on I'm a Celebrity, then 2020 is saved, which I think is some effort from him, if that's true.
That is, you know, that's great. I mean, forget anything else that happened in the last week. That Jordan not being on I'm a Celebrity, apparently for some people, is what has made 2020 all the worthwhile.
And we mentioned the G&D Divas there. Obviously, that was born out of a hashtag that I came up with. I think we should... So I think...
Oh, the ego's coming through already.
There we go. It will only grow from here. But I think we should come up with a hashtag for Jordan now for his time in the jungle, because I'm going to be tweeting a lot and I need something to put.
We need something to show our support.
Exactly.
Well, why don't we do, it's my favourite, hashtag get behind Jordan. I think quite a lot of people have wanted to get behind Jordan for quite some time, and now it's official. Now we can.
Yes. So hashtag get behind Jordan. If you want to use that on Twitter, I think that can be our own maybe G&D Diva hashtag, so we know that we're talking to each other. I'm assuming there'll be other hashtags. There's hashtag I'm a Celebrity. There's all the hashtags. But if G&D Diva's listening, tweeting away or Instagramming, hashtag get behind Jordan.
It's we'll certainly the most executive one. It's exclusive.
Yes, it is exclusive.
Right, so how long do we think this podcast is going to last?
Well, I mean, the question mark is how long Jordan stays in, really. But then I think it's a win-win for G&D Divas, because if he comes out, Series 6 is coming sooner, or proper Series 6. We'll call this fake Series 6, whatever's going on for the next few weeks. But I think we'll start recording on Sunday.
Yes.
So episodes will be with the G&D Divas sort of the following day after the night. So the Monday morning, there'll be the first episode, and we'll release one a day for however long he lasts. So if we can all hashtag get behind Jordan, then it might be 3 weeks and William and I might be absolutely sick of ourselves by the end of a 3 week daily episode.
I'm tiring of you now.
Well, I tire of myself every day.
Oh, can you hear those violin strings playing quietly in the background? Now, look, Ben and I do like taking the mick out of our good friend Jordan, but everyone here at Help I Sex My Boss is cheering him on. And obviously, G&D Divas, as we have been saying, we would like you to do the same. We want Jordan to be crowned king of the castle, and he needs your help. So make sure you're showing your love on social media using the hashtag GetBehindJordan. And obviously, when it comes to voting, whether that's voting for him to do the Bush-Tucker trials or voting to keep him in, obviously keep across all the voting details that'll come out in a few weeks' time. And if you're listening around the world, then get on to anyone you know who can vote here in the UK and show your love for Jordan on I'm a Celebrity. We will be back on Monday, the 16th of November, with our first daily episode of a special edition of Help, I Sexted My Boss. Until then, say goodbye, Ben.
Bye, guys.
This is going to be great.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.